The researchers used MRI imaging to learn that kids who had adverse childhood experiences also tended to have a smaller inferior frontal gyrus in their brains. That's a structure involved in decision-making and the regulation of emotions. Washington University child psychiatrist Joan Luby says those kids also were more likely to have psychiatric and physical health problems between the ages of 9 and 15.
The exposure to adverse childhood experiences was associated with smaller volumes of the inferior frontal gyrus. That was then associated with poorer emotion regulatory control, and then those two things were associated with poorer health outcomes and higher rates of depression.
Luby says the findings mean that in addition to genes and environmental toxins, psychosocial stresses also have the capacity to make kids sick.
Our medical models have generally assumed that disease is largely driven by genetics, that we have some type of genetic predisposition to get a disease. But what has been much less emphasized is the effects of the psychosocial environment.
Doctors and scientists previously have recognized that things like pollution can harm health.
But here what we're measuring are actual psychosocial toxins, exposure to stresses, exposure to a household where you have a mentally ill parent or an absent parent, and that these things in and of themselves are in the mechanistic pathway to poor health outcomes.
Although previous retrospective research had noted connections between adverse experiences in childhood and things like cancer, heart disease, and mental illness in older adults, this is the first study to demonstrate that those stressors are having an effect much earlier in life, and the first to link those stressors to changes in the brain.
The brain isn't just developing based on its genetic infrastructure or architectural plans. It's meaningfully influenced by these factors in the psychosocial environment. And the reason why that's important is because those things are modifiable.
Luby says by changing a child's psychosocial environment and helping parents do a better job of raising their kids, it may be possible to improve public health. And she says although these findings suggest that brain development is playing a big role, it's probably not the only thing.
This has an adverse impact on the development of control regions of the brain, in particular this inferior frontal gyrus region. That makes you more vulnerable to behavioral discontrol and poor regulation and perhaps bad decision making, which then is associated with poorer health outcomes.
Luby and her colleagues report their findings in the journal JAMA Pediatrics. I'm Jim Dryden.